Okay, today's daf is Ma'aser Sheni, daf Chav Ches, and we are on Chav Zayin Amud Beis. Well, starting with the Gemara, but just one comment I wanted to make relating to a hashkafic point behind the Mishnah. The Mishnah had a discussion. If one has a room that is in the Kodesh, in the Chol, so one would have said, one might have said, like what Beis Hillel says. Beis Hillel says, whatever you go by, wherever it is, you always go by where exactly it is. But the another element, another shita, when the Gemara spoke, the Mishnah spoke about Lishachos, it spoke about the Pesach. The Pesach sometimes determines the doorway. So it's interesting, you might think, what do you mean the doorway? You look at exactly where it is. No, the doorway could be mashpia on the entire existence of the of what's inside. And maybe that's the message of mezuzah, because the doorway of an area is determined by the doorway is mashpia on the area, and that's why the mezuzah is so important to be koveya it. And there is much material written about the significance of mezuzah, right? The Medrash even says in Rus Rabba in the second parsha that Rus says, and the Gemara in Yevamos also talks about the symbolism and what's behind every one of the statements that Naomi and Rus say. But the Medrash says, "Vatomer Rus, al tifki ibi lo azveich lashu me'acharayach. Don't be push me away, right? Ma al tifki ibi. It says, don't push me away. I want to become Jewish. Amrali, skipping a line. What do you mean? My daughter, Rus, ain't darken shall benos Yisrael leilech lebati tiatros lebati karkasil shalahem. Right? You can't go to the theaters. Amrala elashar telchi eilech. It's okay. Amrali biti ain't darken shall Yisrael ladur bebayis she'ain shal mezuzah. Right? No, it's not. You can't live in a house without a mezuzah. Amrala bashar talini il alin. I'm going to live where you live. So, but the house is a different house. The house, the whole house is different. If it's a bayis she'ein shem mezuzah, that's a chalos shame of the house when there is no mezuzah. The Rambam says the last havalach in Hilchos mezuzah. The Rambam puts tefillin, mezuzah, and sefer Torah all together in one set of halachas. So the Rambam says in Hilchos tefillin, mezuzah, the sefer Torah, above Yud Gimel, chayiv adam lihizor b'mezuzah, b'bnei shi'chov asakol tamid. A person has to be very careful. V'chol zman shi'ikaneis v'yetze, whenever one goes in and out, yifka b'yichud Hashem yishmo shalagadosh baruch hu. A person should, when they go in and out, they realize, they come into contact with the Shem Hashem, v'yizkar ahavaso. V'yeir mishein aso. It's unbelievable, Rambam. He should remember his love and wake up from his sleepwalking through life. V'yeir mishein aso v'shkiyosa v'havle yazman. V'yeida nishano. She'ein davar ha'omeid lo'olam lo'olmei olamim. Elidiyas ro'olamim. The only thing that's forever and eternal is the knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu u'miyad u'choser v'daitov olei podarchi v'sharim. That's the symbol of mezuzah. But again, but the Pesach then determines the whole experience that one has inside. There's even a special shmira that we know that the mezuzah has. Right? The Torah quote says the beginning of the mezuzah also in Yaradei Asim and Reish Pei Hei. The Torah quotes u'gdola mizeh shehabayis nishmar al yada k'mo shedarshu pasuk Hashem shomrecha. And Melech Basav Adam, right, it comes from Unkelus, if you remember the Gemara Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Aleph, where Unkelus points, he doesn't even say a word, he just points to the mezuzah, and then the officers, the Roman officers, ask him, what are you pointing to? And he says, well, usually you have the president and the king that's inside, and the guards are outside, but here, we're all sleeping inside. Melech Basav Adam, mi bifnim, va'avadav shomer oso, mi bachutz. But the Torah adds, right, we don't do the mitzvah because of the shmirah. We do the mitzvah because Kodesh Baruch Hu told us to do the mitzvah. Right? The Rambam says there are some people that did the opposite. The Rambam says there are some people that only did it for shmir purposes. The Rambam screams about these people. So find the Rambam. The Rambam discusses in Perek Hey, halacha dalid, and with this we'll finish our mezuzah discussion. Minog pasha shekos v'al mezuzah mibachutz kineged arevach shemein parsha laparsha shakai. There are those that write Shem Hashem, they put Shakai on the outside of the cloth, on the back. And that's our minhag, right? You roll it up, and then you see on the back it says Shakai. That's also a way to know that it's right side up, not upside down. If they're mezuzah, I had one time a case, situation where the mezuzah was upside down, it's as if it's not up. If the mezuzah is upside down, it's a problem. So it has to be right side up, and maybe that's where the minhag came from. But then the Rambam says some people write it on the inside, on the same side that the Parsha Yosar. Aval elu shekosen mi bifnim, shemos hamalachim, o shemos kedoshim, those that write on the inside, the names of angels, o pasik o chosamos, harehin bechlal mi she'in lam chelak olam haba. Those are included in people who don't have a chelak to olam haba. She'elu atipshin, says the Rambam, very, very strongly, lo dailam shebitlu a mitzvah, not only did they ruin their mitzvah, because we paskin, kol amosif goreya, but you can't have more than the parshios, right on that side. Elisha asu mitzvah gedola shehi yichud Hashem shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu va'ahavasu va'avodaso. As the Rambam wrote elsewhere, as we just read before, the Rambam says you're taking this great huge mitzvah, which is all about the yichud of Hashem and His love. Ki'ilu hu kemiyah shel hanaz atzman. It's like it's an amulet. Like you're using the mitzvah mezuzah. You're not doing the mitzvah. You're using the mitzvah mezuzah. Kamo sha'ala aliba masachal shezeo davar mahane b'havle ha'olam. So the mezuzah is crucial. As we saw, it defines the house. It wakes us up. Right? The Rambam uses that lashon of waking up mehavle azman. We use that by shofar also. Remember, the Rambam says by shofar, even though it's exeris akasiv, remez yeshbo, in order to wake us up from our hevle hazman in life. But that is the importance of a Pesach. Importance of a Pesach. Rav Yerucham writes in Das Torah, I think it's in Kisavo, where he says maybe that was the message of writing the Torah on the stones in the Yarden. What was the purpose of that? Especially those, if it was in the Yarden, nobody ever read it. The ones that were brought to Gilgal, okay. So that was close enough, but at the Yarden, or even Gilgal, what do you have to write the Torah for? So Rav Yerucham says, it's like a mezuzah on Eretz Yisrael. It's like a mezuzah on Eretz Yisrael. When you go into Eretz Yisrael, the door where the Pesach of Eretz Yisrael defines and lets everybody know what type of house this is. When you see a mezuzah on a door, you know, oh, this is the house of an Orthodox Jew who observes the mitzvah of mezuzah. And that is what we wanted everybody to know regarding Eretz Yisrael as well. So this is a little bit about a little message about that halacha of the Pesach, like we said in the Mishnah on yesterday's Daf Chav Zayin. If it's Benuyos Bachol, or let's do the first one, Benuyos Bakodesh Upsuchos Lachol, it's built inside on Kodesh property, but a doorway, the way they get is Chol, Tochen Chol, it has the status of Chol. Unbelievable. And the opposite also, it's not a Chum or a Kula, it's both ways. Good. Says the Gemara, Amar Ebelazar, Lechumrin, says Ebelazar, Lechumrin, all of this is Lechumra, meaning that which we said, that is Kilafrim, Kilachutz, where you had some of these on the border, the Beis HaBadim, that is really just l'chumra, not afilu l'kula. For example, what does that mean? Rabbi Yosi boy, ma'o l'chumrin, am Rabbi Yonah, the following. Hadad tanina taman, we learned in the Braisa, batei habad, in these olive presses. Shepischeyen lifnim. Their doorway was inside, Yerushalayim. Right? You got into it through the inside of Yerushalayim, b'chalal and b'chutz. But it was a wine press that was using the wall of Yerushalayim, but the olive press. The olive press was situated outside the wall. It's just you went into it from the inside in the doorway. You went into it from the inside of Yerushalayim. So v'chalal v'machutz. So what's the halacha? Mikineged achome v'lefnim kilefnim. Whatever is inside, you treat as inside. Mikineged achome v'lechutz kalechutz. Whatever is outside, you treat outside. What does that mean? Inside or outside? Continues the Braisa, and the Marafolda says, this is going on the kineged achome v'lechutz line. Ein Ochlin, we switched the girsa. Ain Ochlin shum kachem kalam kilafnim. You don't treat it as inside. You can't eat kachikalam. Kachikalam, shlamim, toda, karban pesach. You could eat in Yerushalayim. You can't eat in Yerushalayim. Right? This physical, it's situated, this Beis Habad is situated outside. Situated chalal lachutz. And even though it's pesach is kilafnim, we go lachumra. Ain ochle sham. You can't eat kachav kalan lefer. But also, v'lopodim sham meister sheni kalachutz. But also, pidyon meister sheni can only be done outside of Yerushalayim. So we consider this inside that you can't be pota. Again, note, really, midah oraisa, everything goes after the Pesach. Everything goes after the Pesach, and here, because the Pesach is inside, you would say, you're allowed to eat. You're allowed to eat. That was what we would say, midah oraisa, everything is nachshav bifnim. But midah rabbanan, we're machmir. The Rambam quotes that. The Rambam and Hilchos Ma'aser Sheni, based to Zion, I think we read that last time, the Rambam is machmir, regarding this halach as well. The Mishnah continues, Pischehen lachutz, v'chalalan lifnin, if their doorway is on the outside, the opposite. Right? The first case of the Braisa was these bati badin built in the walls, and the wall was the inner side of the Beis HaBadin. The Beis HaBadin were outside. What about this case? Right? Pischehen lachutz v'chalalan lifnin. The Beis HaBadin is on the inside, but you get into it from outside of Yerushalayim. You go into it from there. So then, so then, also, we say, oh, okay, you split it. Whatever is outside is considered outside, right? What does that mean? Again, we switch the girsa. In ochlin sham kachim kalim kilafnim. We don't eat kachim kalim. We don't treat it as pinim. Basically, we're machmir all across the board. By this case of the batei habadim, Bati Abadim, when Beis Shammai says it's Kilifnim, and Beis Hillel says it's different, it's not exactly as it seems. When Beis Hillel says, Mikeneged HaChoma V'lifnim Kilifnim, V'kerecha V'lechos Kalachut, that really just means we go L'chumra. We go L'chumra across the board by these Bate Badim. We're talking here about the Achilas Kachim and Kachay Kalim. So we noted this in the past, but just to mention it again, right, we know there's a mitzvah d'oraisa of eating karbanos, right? We don't have that mitzvah bizman hazeh. The Chassam Sofer says that the only mitzvah daraisa that we have bizman hazeh of eating is matzah. That's the only one we have. We don't have maror. Maror is derabanan, because there's only daraisa with Karan Pesach. We don't have Karan Pesach. We don't have bikurim. We don't have kachim. But there is a mitzvah daraisa. There is a Rashi, I think Rashi Mesachas Pesachim, that seems to say even the bailim eating kachay kalim is a mitzvah daraisa, but if you look in the Rambam says that the Kohanim eating the kachim is the mitzvah daraisa. The Rambam in Mitzvahs Asei Peites, Mitzvahs Asei 89, Shetziva HaKohanim Le'echol Psar Kachim. The Kohanim are commanded to eat the karbanos. Klomar, HaChatas V'HaAsham Shem Kachi Kachim. Clearly, first line the Rambam says, what's the mitzvah daraisa? To eat Psar Kachim, Kachi Kachim. So the Rambam clearly, part of the mitzvah of Achilas Kachim is the kapara, or maybe one might say, because there's kapara through this eating, that's why it's a mitzvah. That's why it's part of the mitzvah. That's just stam and eating. And that's why the Rambam, in the Iker Hadin, the Iker mitzvah, is only by Kachi Kachim and only by Kohanim. Obviously, Kohanim are the only ones that can eat Kachi Kachim, the Zichrei Kahuna, but that comes with Kapara, Bailim Ochlim, Kohanim Ochlim, Bailim Iskakrim. U mitnai mitzvah zusha, zosu achila shehi mitzvah, amnam tia liyom valaila ad chatzos, right? It is only day and night. V'yachar kach teyasu achila sachadu sahi oha asham. Amnam tia achilasa mitzvah bizman hamugbal. Umavuar shemitzvah zum yuchedes bezichrei kohanim ve'ein hashem chayav asbel. Ki kachi akachim sheba bohem zeakas. So he says, because the kachi akachim could only be eaten by male akohanim. Then the Rambam adds, Amnam, shar hakachim klomar kachim kalim hinehem ye achlug l'shayam avay la'echad. Kachi kalim shlamim could be eaten for day night day. 2 days and one night. We mentioned a Ramban a couple of days ago, a week or so ago, that the Rabban holds that the Torah uses the Lashon Vahanosar, that even by Kachay Kalim, there's a Lachadchila to eat it the first day. And if not, you can eat it the second day. But even the fact that the Torah calls it Vahanosar. Zulas, but the Rambam says, Kachay Kalim is day night day. Zulas told the Nazar Shem Liyom Alay Lachatzot, except for certain of them. V'yafal Pishim Kachim Kalim, V'tochlena Hanoshim Gamkein. And then the Rambam has this Lashon Vahachilasam Gamkein He Nigreres Achara Mitzvah. Their eating is also pulled after is nigrar after the mitzvah. Right? This is the Rambam's categorization. Rav Asher Weiss likes to point this out. Among other examples in the Rambam, numerous examples, that there's a concept called nigrar achar hamitzvah. There's the ikra mitzvah, and then what's pulled after the mitzvah. So here the ikra mitzvah of Echilas Kachim is kachet kachim. What's nigra after the mitzvah is kachet kalim. And then the Rambam says, maybe a second level of grera. V'chein gam kein ha-truma, hine achilasa nigreres achar hamitzvah. Truma is also included. Aval ein achilas kachet kalim, but truma kemo achilas basar chadas va'asham. But the Rambam says the favors don't think it's in the same category. Sha'achilas ha-basar hazeh min achatas min ha-asham, because, as we said before, the Rambam wants to emphasize it again, eating chatas and asham ba tushlam kaparas ha-miskaper. Right, that completes the kapara. Kamosha v'yarnu. Ubo ba balashon tzivui ba'achila. Right, and that's the tzivui. Mashaloba loba kashim kalav loba truma. There's no tzivui parallel. Leficha hi nigreres b'mitzvah. Again, v'ha'ochel osa ose mitzvah. If you do it, you do a mitzvah, but it's not the same level. The Rambam says this also in Mishnah Torah, in Maisa Karbanos. But the Rambam has this by other examples as well. Again, the two that we like to quote, and there are others also. The Isra Bechilas Dam has different a level of hierarchy. But the Rambam has this by Baltashkas. By Baltashkas, right? I think we mentioned this just a week or two ago, but it's always good to review the Yesodos. The Rambam says there's an Isra Baltashkas of destroying fruit trees. Ein Kotesin, Perek Vav in Ochas Malachim. Ein Kotesin Ilani Ma'achol Shechus LaMedina. Shenemer lo sashkos et eisav chalakotetz loke. V'lo b'matzar belvad elo b'chol makom. Chalakotetz ilan ma'achal derech hashkasa loke. Anyone who destroys fruit trees, not just besieging a city, which is the context of the Torah, but anytime you cut down a fruit tree derech hashkasa in a destructive manner for no constructive purpose, one gets malchus. And then the Rambam adds, maybe you don't say the same thing by ilan esrak, by non-fruit-bearing trees, but then the Rambam says in Halacha Yud, V'lo ha'ilonus bilvad, ela kol ha'mishaber kelim, anyone who breaks kelim, v'akorea begadim, or tears clothing, v'horeis binyan, v'sose mayan, u'ma'abed ma'acholos derech hashchasa, anyone who destroys things, begadim, or buildings, or mayanos, over below tashmas. Anybody, b'al tashmas, v'eino loke, ela makas marjus b'divrayim. But then he adds, and it's malchus marjus. Makas Mardis. So what does Makas Mardis mean? Often Makas Mardis tips you off that it's a Dindurabanan. So is this saying that everything besides trees is a Dindurabanan? So the first should explain, no, maybe not. The first should explain that it could be a Daraisa, but it is gets a Makas Mardis, right? One doesn't have to say that it is Dindurabanan just because that there is a Makas Mardis. Okay. So again, these are examples of Nigra Achara Mitzvah, but one of the examples here is the Achilas Kachim. Okay, so what did we just say in the Mishnah? When Beis Hillel says in the Mishnah, by the Bati Abadim, right, the Bati Abadim, whose opening is inside and the Chol is outside, or the opposite, Beis Shammai says, everything is treated kilafnim, and Beis Hillel says, Mikenegat Achoma velefnim kilafnim, Mikenegat Achoma lachutz kilachutz. But now we get to the Lashachos, back to the Gemara, middle of Chaf Chesem and Aleph. Benuyos Bekodesh Ubechol Ubesuchos. So what about, we have the case where they're built in both, and they have doorways on both. The Amar of Yaakov Baracha, Keni Masnisa, the Mishnah should read as follows. So we're going to skip the next two lines. The Marafolda skips it. We're going to go with the Marafolda's Girsa. Benuyos Bachol Upsuchos Lakodesh Ulachol. If it's in the Kodesh, right? It's in the Azara, but the that's where the topography is. But it has doorways to both, Tochan Kodesh. So it's in the Kodesh, and it has at least one doorway to Kodesh, so the Tochan is called Kodesh. Benuyos Bachol Upsuchos Lakodesh Valachol, Tochan Chol. If it's built in the Chol, and it has doorways to both, including a doorway to Chol, so then it is Chol as well. Look at the Mara folder now, where it says Keni Masi. So Bnuyos Bachol Upsuchos Lakodesh Valachol Kulachol. Bnuyos Bakodesh Upsuchos Lakodesh Valachol Kulachodesh. Same thing that we have, but just flipped it. Bnuyos Bakodesh Ubechol. What if it's built in both? Upsuchos Lakodesh Valachol. It's built in both, and it's the doorways are to both. As doorways to both. So then Mikenegat Hakodesh Valachodesh Kodesh Mikenegat Hachol Valachol Chol. if it's built in both and has doorways to both, so then you split it, then you split it. Back to the Gemara. Back to the Gemara. Now this is talking about the Lashachos that are Banui Bechol, and they have doorways of Kodesh. So they're considered Kodesh because you go by the doorway. Hein da'at amar tochan Kodesh. Ochlin sham kachim kachim. Shochlin sham kachim kalim. V'tavi shechlin sham chayiv. Right, that which we said. If it's built in chol, but it has a doorway of Kodesh, so it is called Kodesh, so that's for all the halachas. Even lakulas. Meaning you're allowed to eat kachim kachim there. You have to eat that in the Azara. Even though this is situated in the chol, but because it has a doorway to Kodesh, that is good enough for this Tana of the Mishnah. And you're allowed to eat Shech Kachi Kalim there, and a Tamei that walks in there would be Chayav. A Tamei is not allowed to go into the Azara. Rav Yehuda B'Shem Rav. Rav says, no. Even though for certain halachas, maybe it's called Kodesh because of the doorway, but for Malkus of Tuma, of Tamei Chenichnas, it's only on the Azara itself, not on the extensions. Ein lokin ella al orech mea vishmon and visheva vi al rochav mea shloshim v'chamesh. Only on the actual Azara, which is 187 by 135, right? The Mishnah describes this in Maseches Midos in the fifth parak. That's what is described. Right? That's what's described, and that's what the look of the Rasilio. He quotes his Mishnah in Midos, only the 187 by 135, Limeute, excluding Hanichnas Lishkoseha, Habenuyos Chutzala, Ubisuchos Lesocha, excluding the Lashachos that are built outside of it but open in it, Shalo Niskachu Bikdushas Azara, Bitodos Ubishir Shalpagoim, Uber and Vitumim. Shemekadeshim ba'azara. There's a whole way, a whole formula, as is described in Maseches Shavuos, how to be Mekadesh, the Beis Hamikdash, how to be Mekadesh Yerushalayim. And if you don't follow that, so these offices, the Lashachos, were not included. So what? That their doorway is inside, but that is not good enough. You know, the Maseches Midos discusses all about Bayis Sheni. Or Bayis Sheni. You know, the Mishkan is described in the Torah. Bayis Rishon is described in Sefer Malachim and Sefer Divrei Hayamim. There are differences between the two. Bayis Sheni is described in Maseches Midos. And Bayis Shlishi is described in Yecheskel. We're just not exactly sure of much of its understanding. But that's the Mishnayos in Midos. Again, the different levels where people can go up to. So again, it says here that a Tameh is only Chayev if he goes in to that area Mamish. But going to the extra areas, he would not be Chayev. Continuing, says the Gemara, Vatani, Lishkashi Benuya Bishivui Chomas Hazara. But one second, we have a Braisa that says that an office that's built on the same level as the Azara itself, B'shivi Chamas Azara, Ochlin Shem Kachi Kachim. Right? You can eat Kachi Kachim. There's a Ribui Mefurish for that in Zvachim. Vish Ein Shochtin Sham. Switch the Girsa. Vein Shochtin Sham Kachim Kalam, V'tabi Shechaz L'Shapater. Right? It's, you take all the Chumris. If you cannot Shecht Kachi Kachim there, and a Tameh that walks in there is going to be Pater because you don't consider it in. Right, so what do you mean? How could you say, so we have Kasha. So how could you say, what was the first statement that we said? Right, the Braisa says that Hein Da'at Omar, we had on the Amun Aleph, Kachi Kut, you can eat Kachi Kutchim, and you should have Kachi Kalam, and we have a Braisa that says not that way. So the Gemara says, it's a Machlokas. Machlokas Tanoim. Tiftar Kahada Tanya. Tanya Amar Rabbi Yossi. Zu Mishnas Rabbi Akiva. This, what's this? If you look on the Tosefta, this. Shitas Beis Hillel. That Beis Habadim, you go after where it is. You don't go after the Pesach. That's only Mishnas Rabbi Akiva. Aval Divrei Chachamim, go to the Girsa of Rasilio, Hare Elu Kilishos. Right? The Chachamim say these Beit Avadim are just like the Lishachos. And the Kala Lishachos, Holchanach HaBeschein, and Lishachos go after their Pesach. And therefore, that's how you interpret. It's really a Machlokes Tanoim. So at different levels of where people were allowed to go to in the Beis HaMikdash. Again, now in the Mishnayos and Midos talk all about the structure of the Mikdash going from out to in, all the way from Har Habayis, going further and further in, and the Mishnayos describe that there is a Tamei could go up until here, a Tamei Maze can only go up until here. It's interesting, the Soreg was a low fence that was around the Azara, and the Mishnayos described there that the Yevanim broke, made 13 pirtzes in this wall. in the Soreg. They dafka make 13 princes. We know the Yevanim, interestingly, didn't destroy the they didn't want to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. They just wanted to make it non-functional. They didn't want to make it non-spiritual. And therefore, they were metame everything. And here they broke. They broke through it. They didn't destroy the whole thing. They just broke through it. Why dafka the Soreg? Why dafka the Soreg? So the Mefarshim explained, because that's where non-Jews were allowed to go up to. And the whole point of the Yevanim was saying that there's no difference between peoples. No people. Why should some people be able to go here and other people? So that limit of the of where the Umos HaOlam were allowed to go up to, that they didn't like, so they made pirtzes. Why 13? Symbolism, 13 Ikari Ha'amuna, or 13 is other symbolisms, but either way they did that. And that is part of the structure that's listed in Midos. Everything in Midos was based on Nevuah. You weren't allowed to build a builder, Shlomo HaMelech, and Ezra and Nehemiah were not allowed to build anything in the base of Midos without a Beferish transmission from previous Doroth. That's based on the Pasuk in Divra Yamim HaKol Bechsav, Alai Hizkil, right? The Gemara in Sukkah. And the Mefarshim there discussed this when they built when they did the Tikkun Gadol, when they built that big balcony for the women in the Beis HaMikdash. How were they able to do that? Right? You can't just add on, just even for a good reason. You can't just add on to the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara says it must have been already in the plans from beforehand. It must have been transmitted already earlier because that was the only way that one would be able to do it. Okay, next Mishnah. Halacha Hey says the Mishnah. Meiser Sheni Shenechas LeYerushalayim VeNitmas. We know Meiser Sheni, once it's brought into Yerushalayim, it can no longer be redeemed. We just said that before. You're allowed to eat in Yerushalayim. You're not allowed to redeem it in Yerushalayim, and that's a din daraisa. Din daraisa of Meiser Sheni that goes in is not allowed to be redeemed. But what happens if it became tamei? Then it can be redeemed if it became tamei. So Meiser Sheni Shenechas LeYerushalayim VeNitma Bein Shenitma BaAvatoma Bein Shenitma BaVlatoma. It doesn't matter whether it became tamei with an avatoma, so it's a rishon, or it became tamei with a rishon, so it's a lower level tuma. Bein mi b'fnim, bein mi b'chutz, it doesn't matter where the food became tameh, inside Yerushalayim or out. Beishamai omrim, machlokas. Beishamai says, hakol yipadeh. Everything can be redeemed. If you brought into Yerushalayim and it became tameh, it can be redeemed. Ve'yei achel b'fnim, and once you redeem it, the fruit can be eaten inside, no longer as kedusha. Chutz mi shenitma ba'avatuma b'chutz. Unless it was nitma with a tuma daraisa, a serious tuma, b'chutz, and then brought in. That's the only case Beis Shammai says you got to take that out. All other cases, Beis Shammai says it stays in. Stays in and you can be poded. You can be poded everything except for an av hatumah bachutz. Beis Hillel omrim, Beis Hillel says, no, the opposite extreme. Hakol yipada, everything can be brought outside. What? It's tamei, it's tamei. Hakol yipada v'yachal bachutz. You can redeem it and eat it outside. Chutz v'shinid ba'bavlan hatumah b'fnim. Except if it became tummy from a low level tumma bifnim, so that's where Beis Hillel says that it stays in. And again, this is a machlokas that also comes up in Shvius. Maybe we'll touch on that as we get to it. Good. How do you know this idea of being podeh? Maybe even sometimes if it's in, if it became tummy. So ksiv kilo suchase eso. Literally, that usually means because you can't carry it. You can't carry it up. It's too heavy. So therefore, you can get a coin and do pidyon. Man and kayam. And what are we talking about actually? What is the Torah referring to in that case? In berichok makom. Are we talking about it's far? It's far, and that's why you're allowed to redeem it. Kfar ksiv ki yir ben mecha derach. You already have another phrase in that pasuk. Look at that pasuk. That pasuk says in Devarim in Parshas Re'eh, v'chi yir ben mecha derach. If it's too far for you, kilo suchal se'eso, you can't lift it. Ki yirchak mimcha hamakom, it's far. So the Gemara says, if kilo suchal se'eso is referring to as too far, but he say that in that other line, ki yirchak mimcha hamakom. In bekir of hamakom, if we're talking about a place where it is it's close, so farksiv anasad akasem, no, it's not close. But if it's kir of makom in Yerushalayim, no, we're not talking about that. It says you could make it into money. And you can't make it into money if you have it in Yerushalayim. Elamal lo suchal se'eso, lo suchal la'achlo. Change the girsa, as the Marafolda says. You can't eat it. You can't eat it. That's what it's referring to. V'ksiv anasata ba'kesef. So the heter to be podem meiser sheni that became tameh in Yerushalayim, right, is this is the source of it. This is the source of it, that you're allowed to be podem even in Yerushalayim sometimes. In Yerushalayim sometimes. If it became tameh, that is That is the chilek. Again, there's a big discussion of the pidyon. The Minchas Tana talks about it in a number of mitzvahs, including Tafayin Gimel. Tafayin Gimel, Lahotzi, Meister Sheni min Atzvua, Bedal Shei Shmita, to be mafish Meister Sheni. The Rambam talks about that. The Chinuch talks about that in Mitzvah Tafayin Gimel. And the Chinuch talks about the, right, there's an issur of eating Meister Sheni outside. The Gancha, Tiroshka, Vitzarecha, all counted as a separate mitzvahs. But again, the pidyon, is it a chiyuv to do pidyon? No. It's not a chiyuv to do pidyon. Sometimes we have halachas that are da'oraisa, but they're not dafka chiyuv. Let's say I want to bring all my fruit to Yerushalayim. You're allowed to do that. Who says that's a bidyevet? Right? You're allowed to do that. Right? That's a pidyon. It's a din da'oraisa, but it's not a chiyuv da'oraisa. If you don't want to take your fruit, so then obviously you have to take it up to Yerushalayim. You have to take it and switch it onto money and bring that money up. But again, it's not a chiyuv in that sense of the word. It's just an allowance that the Torah has. And again, many laws about that. Adding on a chomesh and types of money, as we said earlier when we spoke about silver and gold and copper. Okay, we'll stop here.